This is not an advice book, and I don't know anything. I don't make a lot of goals because it's hard to do things that are different from what you're currently doing. It's also embarrassing when you fall short, especially when that shit is easy. Drink more water? Can't do it. Go to bed earlier? But what about my shows? Give up sugar? Not possible. Save more money? But what about buying stuff? Learn a new skill? Where and also how and also with what brain? Get organized? But I love mess. Lose weight? Is there a pill for that? And if so, can I take it in cheese like a dog? Eliminate bad habits? Who would I be without them? Have compassion for myself. But I'm a dumbass who sucks at everything and is unworthy of love. I don't have a lot of coping mechanisms that aren't wholly self-destructive. But here's one good one that I will recommend. Saying I like things that I like. At first blush, this doesn't sound revolutionary, I know. But let's get into it. One of the tools that people who are shitheads use to make people who are not feel like shit is the casual dismissal of things those people like. We all know some fucking asshole who's like, "Ew, that's your coffee order? You stayed in that hotel? You're going to that party? Why do you use Vaseline?" They say things in a way that makes you feel like you have to apologize for liking them, that puts you on the defensive, that sends you down an internal spiral thinking, "Why do I like dumb shit like that?" and questioning your entire life's history of tastes and choices, all because you had the nerve to express enjoyment over something mundane. Or the interaction can go something like this. Me. I thought, "Name an innocuous movie that's perfectly fine," was good. Them, feigning shock. "You did? Well, I thought it was sophomoric garbage with no character development and an implausible ending. Seriously, we're talking about a thoroughly enjoyable popcorn movie here. I can't believe you're into it." This is where they stop, a satisfied smugness spreading across their face, and wait expectantly for you to conjure a defense for a movie or a book or television show or store where you buy shirts or the place where you get your cat groomed or you didn't make and have no emotional attachment to. Whenever this happens to me, my automatic reaction is to feel stupid and ashamed, like I should apologize for not knowing that a thing I enjoyed was poorly made or offensive to people who actually know what quality is. I get embarrassed for being a person with basic tastes who does not interrogate things very deeply. A person who needs to be smacked in the face with a subliminal message because I absolutely will not suss it out for myself. Can someone explain Parasite to me, please?